Thank you and good morning. Early Monday morning at approximately 3:35, Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a fire at a laundry building in an adjacent two-story apartment building on Myrtle Avenue. Myrtle Avenue was blocked to vehicle traffic by fire apparatus as fire crews attacked the blaze. They were able to quickly extinguish the fire burning on the exterior of the laundry building. Crews conducted a search of the two apartment buildings to look for any occupants and extinguish the interior fire. The fire was brought under control around 5:30, but fire crews remained on scene to put out hot spots and cut away smoldering portions of the building until approximately 11 o'clock. An investigation revealed that the fire began in the laundry room in the area of the dryer vent and appears to be accidental in nature. In more positive news from Humboldt Bay Fire, since Thanksgiving, firefighters have been collecting toys for children in our community who may wake up on Christmas morning with nothing under the tree. This afternoon, Humboldt Bay Fire will turn over the toys collected to the Salvation Army for distribution. The event will be held at the fire headquarters in downtown Eureka. The County Department of Economic Development will hold a public meeting on Thursday at the Prosperity Building in Eureka to discuss brownfield properties within the county, including the proposed cleanup of the former Louisiana Pacific Mill site on the Samoa Peninsula. The county has applied for a grant from the Environmental Protection Agency, funds that will be used to clean up toxins and contaminants at the site. County staff will also provide details on other cleanup projects at more than 30 contaminated properties across the county, cleanup efforts that have allowed the properties to be sold and redeveloped. County staff are also working on additional grant proposals, and if approved, those funds will be used to clean up properties around Humboldt Bay. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock on Thursday, and for more information, contact County Economic Development. The California Highway Patrol responded to a fatal traffic collision in the early morning hours on Monday, a collision that claimed the life of 25-year-old Fortuna resident Weston Morris Broussard and resulted in the arrest of the driver, Michael Horn, on DUI charges. Horn was driving southbound on Ronald Avenue in Fortuna when he failed to stop at a stop sign and continued through the intersection at Drake Hill Road. His vehicle then slammed head-on into a dirt embankment. The force of the collision killed Morris Broussard and sent two other passengers to the hospital with major injuries. They both remain in critical condition. Horn was arrested on suspicion of DUI, vehicular manslaughter, and he was booked into county jail. And the sheriff's office has issued an alert to local residents regarding mail theft as we head towards Christmas. A resident in Pine Hill reported that mailboxes on Nancy Court and Melody Court had been targeted by thieves, with mail stolen, Christmas cards ripped open, and mail strewn about the street. You are reminded to use caution when mailing or receiving gift packages. Don't leave your mail in the mailbox overnight. Do not send cash in the mail, and if possible, use a locking mailbox. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Lawmakers are asking Governor Brown and President Obama to take action and declare a federal disaster drought emergency in California. Approximately one-third of the state is categorized by the federal government as having extreme drought conditions. Here in Humboldt County, drought conditions are not quite as dire as in other parts of the state. Humboldt County Community Services District General Manager Dave Hull explains.
We're at a D1 or a moderate drought, and that's really due to the slow start of the rainy season up here. Even with that label, honestly, we're still in good shape up here.
Although the county is not dealing with a water shortage, Hull emphasized the importance of water conservation.
That's not so much because we don't have the water. It's more because of the delivery systems that we have in our part of the county. They can be disrupted fairly easily, maybe with a big earthquake or something like that. And that can mimic an extreme drought and cause the same kind of conditions that we've got.
Hall added that the county's water reserves are plentiful and could last residents for several days in case of an emergency. And the CHP continues its investigation into a fatal traffic collision on Alder Point Road on Sunday night that claimed the life of a passenger in the vehicle. Iveta Merkurchian was driving northbound on Alder Point when, for unknown reasons, her car spun out of control. The SUV traveled down a hillside and overturned. The passenger in the front seat, who was not wearing a seatbelt, suffered fatal head injuries in the crash. The incident remains under investigation. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.